This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
A little sunshine of your love. One of the great scenes from Goodfellas. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. I love Goodfellas. I also love Eric Clapton's riffs, so.
There you go. Metal Chris on the other side of the glass. I am just merely regular Chris? Rooster Chris? I don't know what to call myself.
Ain't nothing regular about you, Rooster.
That's what they all say. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it is a thing. Athens at Annapolis, double A, says Ovechkin for sure. He's been a world champion. The other two haven't been there yet. Wow, Athens taking a cheap shot at Jaden Daniels' mom. He says, also, you have to get Jaden's mom's permission to interview him. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I could see that.
Apparently you have to get her permission to date him, too.
That is going to be an uncomfortable thing around here. I'm just telling you, for the next however many years, that is going to be an uncomfortable situation for some.
Here's a tip for the ladies. If you're trying to date Jaden, you got to get a good wingman, or in your case, wingwoman.
See, that's the least.
You got someone that distracts the mom.
The least of my concerns is if the dating part. I think that's kind of funny, but it's like, how do I say this?
If
she's sort of his agent, right? I guess it's official, whatever the whole deal is. If she becomes a very demonstrative personality in contract negotiations, in terms of his handling, in terms of if he struggles and people criticize him or start to ask questions, and she comes out in newspapers or public appearances or whatever, that is going to potentially turn ugly. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope we don't have to deal with that, but that is potentially going to be something I'm already worried about.
Well, isn't that Lamar Jackson's mom, isn't she his agent also, right? But she's not like, you know, you don't hear about her in the news a lot.
No, you don't.
Only when he's up for like contract negotiations.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there was the contract thing, right? And that got settled. But, you know, Jaden's mom is omnipresent. You know, so it's just something that I fear might be strong. I worry that it's going to be a thing that we're going to have to deal with, balance, and there is going to be a lot of this fan base that, you know, that says she can do whatever she wants to do and say whatever she wants and send whatever message she wants and control whatever she wants. And then there are going to be some in this fan base, and media included, that are going to be worried or concerned about, you know, kind of her handle on everything. And just like there was when he was at Arizona State, right? I know Tom Lavera has done some writing on this, and he got ripped to shreds. The Athletic originally did the reporting, right? And it seemed like, you know, she kind of adjusted at LSU. And to my knowledge, it wasn't anything bad in the rookie year here. But she is omnipresent, right? And if things go sour, like they quickly did for Robert Griffin III, if things go sour, I do worry about that. I don't think it would be a problem as long as things are great and perfect, but
I mean, she's not going to be over the top like the ball dad, right? Like, you're not expecting
I don't
that.
Know. Probably not, but even he has backed off.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, well, but when he started costing his kids contract money because people were like, yeah, we're not bringing you to our team because of the dad.
Do you remember?
I got the message.
How old are you?
I'm old enough. No, okay. I'm 46.
Okay, yeah. 46. So you're only 5 years young. So do you remember Richard Williams, Venus and Serena's dad, and how involved he was early in?
And they literally just made a movie about that.
Right,
yes.
Right, sure. So, again, every parent that is ultra involved in their kids' lives can be either a really positive thing or potentially a negative thing. And
they can be both.
They can be both. And it's just going to be a matter of how things shape out in terms of the perception, if you will, of how things are going to go. Meaning if Jaden struggles and then she, again, says some things, which is what happened with Robert Griffin's dad. Or if she is... I don't know what the right way to describe it. If she is controlling of the message of the people around Jaden and whatever, in a different sort of way than she appeared to be in year one, you know, if the success then causes different other elements to go into play, then people are going to be rubbed the wrong way by that. And I know people are going to say, oh, it's typical you, Chris, worrying about something that's not a thing. You know, no. Actually, you guys sleep on everything. I don't. I think about this stuff all the time in advance, and I worry about stuff, and I contemplate stuff so that I'm not basically blindsided by it. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it will or it won't or it's bad or it's good. I don't know. I hope it doesn't turn out to be bad. I hope it just turns out to be a loving, supporting mom who is omnipresent in her kid's life, and that's it. That's what I hope. But she is involved in the football side of things in the business. You know, so that is something to, again, potentially keep an eye on down the line. Not right now, something potential to keep an eye on down the line. All right, let's get Jonesy aboard here. And then I want to get to the Myles Garrett thing because I'm starting to run out of time with all the things that I want to talk about. Jonesy is with us on the Team 980. Hello, Jonesy. How are you?
Hey, Rooster. Look, man, I'm going to go 2 minutes in office right quick because I know you want to cover a lot. Check it out. But with the Jaden Daniels thing, his mom, that's different. Robert Griffin's parents, this guy's mom, Jaden Daniels, totally different. They were hanging out with the owners, the Griffins, that is. And his father was some of everywhere that you could think of, from GQ magazines or to Tonight's Show.
That is
talking
fair.
About what his, was not going to do, and how quarterbacks who run were losers, and all that. It was just crazy. And, you know, Dan Snyder fan, boy, problem. This woman is just looking out for her son as far as from the security side. Then once they start taking advantage of. But it's something to keep your eye on, but it's nothing to make, you know, light of, not just yet, but something to keep your eye on.
That's all it is.
There you go, and that's all it is. We only talk about it when stuff materializes. Now we're gonna leave that alone for that. But moving along, Al Odeskis, that's my guy. In 2018, he gave me the most magical season. I was starving for a win in this city. I got it through the Capitals first. That team, now he's my one, but I got a two in there because I love me some Goosey. All right. And the following and bringing up the rear, that dude Tom was a monster out there on the ice skates, man. was followed up by my man, Mr. 25, not here no more, Devontae Smith-Kelly. That was my man, too. Them boys on that ice was rough that year.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it. They was hungry. Oh, my God, it didn't even try to come. That pissed me off. But anyway, I got to move on. Jaden Daniels is my next guy. He gave me something I wanted, winning, okay? I need some more. And last but not least, Scary Terry. How is somebody going to come on here and talk down and bad about Scary Terry when he had a gazillion quarterbacks throwing to him, you know what I'm saying? And just about every season he had since he's been here. And the dude didn't do nothing. He didn't complain. All he did was adapt and evolve. That's all he did. With that said, I'm going to leave you to chew on the rest of that, and I'm going to listen to you. If you got more stuff to get on to.
Thank you, Jonesy. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend, brother. Interesting. Devontae Smith-Pelly wasn't a name that I was thinking was going to come up on the show today, but I love Devo. Devo doing some good work over at Monumental on the Capitals coverage. Not every night, not every game, but they seem to mix it up between him, Bruce Boudreau, Carl Alsner, and Brent Johnson, obviously, and, you know, everything. Alan May, of course, who is part of pretty much every game. All right. I wanted to get to this. So yesterday on the show, we told you why it's very unlikely that the Cleveland Browns would trade Myles Garrett before June 1st. Not because they wouldn't get a bunch of suitors and teams knocking themselves over to try and trade for him. No. But because of the prohibitive contract that he has in place as it relates to trading him before June 1st for the Cleveland Browns, a team that has mismanaged and bungled their salary cap because they couldn't wait. They did exactly what you guys want them to do. Pay whatever the price was. Whatever the cost was, be desperate to take a shot at the quarterback. And they made a horrible trade then, and it's 10,000 times worse now for Deshaun Watson. And again, I was the guy that was saying it was a horrible trade then, while everyone else was saying, well, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it'll be fine. You know, Deshaun's a great talent. Well, listen, even I couldn't have thought it would be that bad, but it has been the worst deal, bar none. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, period. But it has put them in basically a salary cap hell type of place when it comes to Myles Garrett. So here's the deal. They are a reported $31 million over the salary cap, and Myles Garrett would cost, if they were to trade him before June 1st, roughly $36 million of dead cap money. So I did this on yesterday's show per the numbers on overthecap.com. And then last night, as I was doing a little bit of research more, I found Bill Barnwell's column on ESPN, which linked to Joel Corey's column on CBSSports.com. And I pulled up both, and I was reading Joel Corey specifically because I wanted to see what he was saying about the contract and all that stuff. So Myles Garrett is expected to make, or scheduled to make, $19.796 million in 2025 and $25 million in 2026 for a total of nearly $45 million. And that's his cap figures, right? So you take that for what it is. Again, 19.722 is his 2025 cap number. They did a contract restructure in 2023, says Joel Corey, to create space in 2023 because of the Deshaun Watson deal, where they had multiple option bonuses go into the contract and what Corey describes as five dummy/voiding years running through 2031 that were inserted into the deal. He said option bonuses are prorated over the life of the contract up to a maximum of 5 years, including the option years beginning in the league year when the option is exercised. That's a lot of gobbledygook to me. Not exactly sure what that means. But basically, as Corey notes, let me just read this for you, just so I make sure I'm saying it right. Okay, so we've established where they are in terms of cap charge, what have you. He said that the Browns are between $24.924 million and $34.924 million, an exact difference of $10 million, over the projected 2025 salary cap, which is expected to be in the $265 to $275 million range. That's why nobody knows. I told you it was $31 million, I think, over the cap, was just kind of splitting the difference there because we didn't really know. So what they said was, or what Joel, you know, basically said is, thanks to the restructure and the option bonuses that they put in the 2023 restructure, the Browns will have $36.2 million worth of dead cap money in terms of a salary cap charge for trading Myles Garrett. Okay? And that's, again, maybe before the league year, before the NFL draft. He says that's, as we pointed out yesterday, an extra $16.5 million than what his cap number is for this year. Then he goes into a bunch of more salary cap gobbledygook, which, again, I'm not going to, like, kill you guys with because even I don't quite understand it. But basically, he said, only the San Francisco 49ers carried over more cap space to 2025 than the Browns, with just over $50 million from last year. Okay, the Browns, he says, again, are between almost 25 and 35 million, based on what the ultimate salary cap comes out to be. And he says they have several options to create cap space by restructuring contracts, including Deshaun Watson, or from releasing players. And he says, for example, a Watson contract restructure could create as much as $36 million worth of 2025 cap room. Now, that would be great because that's the charge that they would have to adhere if they trade Myles Garrett before June 1st. Okay? But as he points out, the option bonuses that were inserted in the 2023 restructure are now a part of the mix if they don't do that. Meaning, if they don't trade him and move on before the league year starts, mid-March, he says there are two 2025 option bonuses in his contract. The deadline for the first option is March 14th, the third day of the league year. A $5 million payment is required to lower Garrett's 2025 base salary from 19.79 to 14.79, and also to pick up a contract year in 2028, which voids on the preceding 23rd day of the 27th league year, and all this, again, nonsense. He said there's also a corresponding $5 million option that's called a non-exercise fee that's payable if the option isn't exercised. Meaning, if they don't pick up the option and Garrett is still a member of Cleveland's roster, again, on the fourth day of this new league year, 2025, which would be March 16th. And he said, in that scenario, the dead money increases by $5 million to $41.2 million. So basically, the way I understand it is they almost have to pick up this option bonus, right, to lower the cap number from 19.79 to 14.79, which picks up a voiding year in 2028, and to avoid the dead money from going higher than $36 million. So that complicates things even more. And there's another option that Joel kind of explains, and it's very, very, very difficult to explain on the radio, and I hope you understand. I'm just trying to give you some basic parameters. But he compared this whole situation to the 2023 decision that the Green Bay Packers made from the Aaron Rodgers trade to the New York Jets. And he said it was necessary to prevent the Packers from having adverse cap consequences in 2023. And he points out what I pointed out yesterday was it would be advantageous for the Browns to be able to split the dead money if they decided to trade him with a trade after June 1st, because then they could split it between 2025 and 2026. Now, again, there's more information in here. I put it up on Twitter. You can easily find it. If you understand the gobbledygook of the salary cap, God bless you. I don't understand it all. Here's what I know, and here's what I'm going to basically say. It is not impossible to trade Myles Garrett. It is mind-numbingly difficult, though. Not to mention, not once in any of that nonsense that I just gave you, which is so confusing, not once did we discuss compensation. Like, what are you going to pay for Myles Garrett? Is it two first-round picks, three first-round picks, two first-round picks, and a player? What are you going to pay?
Do you think he's open to restructuring his contract, though, just to be traded?
He said that, but Joel does not, unless I missed it, offer a scenario that would allow the dead money hit to be dramatically altered for the Browns if Myles Garrett lowers or adjusts his contract. So I don't have that part just yet. Maybe that's possible. But here's what I know. The Browns, again, reportedly, are somewhere between $25 and $35 million over the cap, depending on what the final cap number is. Let's just split the difference and say around $30 million. Then on top of that, right now, there's a dead cap money charge of $36 million, and it could go as high as almost $42 million based on one of these option bonuses. My point being is he can lower his cap number. He can lower his contract, whatever. He's got a low base salary. They did it in a weird sort of way with these option bonuses and whatever. He can lower some part of his contract. I don't believe, and it sounds like Joel doesn't believe either, that they are going to be able to adjust the contract enough to make up for the gap that is the dead money and the lack of cap space that the Cleveland Browns have. And as a matter of fact, the negative cap space that the Cleveland Browns have. So again, I would tell you this, in short, you know, he talks about the need for a new deal eventually, and maybe that could be, you know, part of this. I don't know how that would work. But in short, what Joel Corey is getting at, which is exactly what I was getting at on yesterday's show, and that is this. Again, not 100% impossible, but very, very, very difficult. Extremely difficult for anybody to make a trade for Myles Garrett, including the Cleveland Browns. So again, if your plan, if your hope, if your fantasy is Myles Garrett, that might turn out to be a nightmare before and long before it becomes a fantasy or reality. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Again, I'll do my best to explain it in a radio sort of way, but it even if you read the column from Joel on CBSSports.com, it's a lot of heavy contractual linguistics and all that lingo and all that, not linguistics, lingo that almost nobody is going to understand when it comes to the option bonuses and whatever. Here's what you can understand. It is really, really difficult. And don't believe anyone that says, oh, they can do whatever they want to the salary cap. They can manipulate it any way that they want. They can manipulate some things. They can't manipulate everything. And I don't believe in any way, shape, or form, and it sounds like Joel agrees, that they are going to be able to manipulate this until after June 1st. Then we can talk about manipulation on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think you know this one as well. We are brought to you by the Maryland Vehicle Theft Prevention Council. Maryland drivers, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes? In the state of Maryland, the key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org. mdautotheft.org. Somebody who gives a lot of love to all of us here at Odyssey DC and the NBC4 audience and Monumental Sports Network as well as JP Finley. Happy Valentine's Day, pal. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day, Roost. I just picked up a bottle of champagne. Just wish I could share it with you.
Look at you, a bottle of champagne. Who are you going to share it with?
Well, it won't be you. I suppose my beautiful wife will have to do.
She won out, huh?
Yeah.
You know,
she has things you don't, Ruth.
I understand that. You don't want to come over to my house and watch wrestling with B. Mitch?
I didn't really seem like B was coming for that invite. if he commits, then I'll commit.
This is all from JP and B. Mitch's show. You can listen on the Odyssey Rewind or on the podcast. At about 12:45, we had the best way I could describe it is just a wild-ass segment with a lot of weird stuff going on. But thank you, as always, for
you
having me.
You came in hot.
I did. I did. You know, I'm feeling a little froggy from time to time, you know? But I always appreciate you guys having me on, and it's very nice of you. You're not going to another job tonight. You're going home to cook some steaks and champagne. Is that what the deal is?
Well, that's funny you ask that, Ruth. I'm not going to another job tonight. I just went to the Wegmans.
Uh-huh. Got the champagne.
I got the champagne.
Yep.
I had a steak. I had lobster tails.
Ooh.
I had Brussels sprouts. I was prepared to cook a nice meal. But in years past, we have taken my kids to the zoo on Valentine's Day, and then we like this little Mexican restaurant, Cactus Cantina, on Wisconsin Avenue. And the weather is nice for February, and so kind of texted back and forth with my wife, and we decided I'm not going to make the dinner. Let's do Cactus and the zoo. And so I put all the groceries back. I was a mensch. I put the groceries back in the right areas, too. I didn't just leave them. And get in the car. I'm driving home. I'm talking to you. And my wife texts me, the zoo closes at 3. So now I really got no plans. All I have is a bottle of champagne. So hopefully that suffices.
You know, I think I understand how problematic this can be. I have full faith in you that you can come up with something. You know,
I think we'll go out to dinner.
I was going to say, I mean, when all else fails, you know, you can definitely do that. Actually, I hate to break up this little chat of ours, but Metal Chris just ran in here and showed me an alert that is now being reported, and it's not great. We're just getting information on this, but according to some multiple reports now, a couple of people have been shot at the Eagles championship victory parade. Don't know any more than that. I mean, we just went through this a year ago, obviously, with the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. So I don't have any more information other than that, but we wanted to pass it along to you that we are trying to get more information, obviously, on this. And just, I mean, enough already. Just enough.
Yeah,
I mean, just
awful,
enough.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I hate to bring everything down. Obviously, we were trying to, you know, have a little laugh.
Sure did.
And yeah, you sure did. I keep thinking of, JP?
In a row now, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I mean. You know, that's what I meant. Like somebody died, obviously, at the cheese parade. You know. I mean, look. Who knows what might happen? Whatever. I mean, you never know. Obviously, crazy stuff happens. But I keep thinking back to the 2018 Stanley Cup parade and the 2019 World Series parade that we had here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And unless I'm forgetting it, nothing bad happened.
I mean, I personally went to both, not in a working capacity. And I remember I thought the Caps parade was the best just because it was like this eruption of a city that hasn't celebrated on that level in a long time. I went to that with a buddy, and then I went to the Nats parade. I remember my daughter was born in January of 19, so that parade was, what, October? And I held her, like, just on my chest the whole parade. She fell asleep. And it was just so joyous to share that with my family and friends. I was with Megan Clifford, a friend of mine since, you know, ninth grade, and it was just... to have those moments and what they mean and are in my memory bank, and then to compare that to what happened in Philly and then what happened last year in Kansas City is just awful. And I don't know, man. It starts to think if it happens twice in a row, you have to stop doing that stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
An awful scene a few years back in Toronto when they won the title.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's terrible.
Yeah, we're getting. I mean, these are very preliminary reports, so we should be careful. But again, there was one. I think it was CBS. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it was Chris. It was CBSSports.com, right?
That it's been reported a lot of places.
Yeah.
I've seen some other headlines of. I don't know if anyone's died or not or whatever, of like who might have done it or whatever. I don't know if any of that's confirmed. So I don't want to start saying that on the air yet. But
that's what I said. Very preliminary reports
But it does look like at least multiple people were shot. That's all I know for sure.
Right. You know? So I hate to bring everybody down, but I mean, obviously we're trying to, you know, give as much information as we can. So that being said, I wanted to ask you this. Okay, in the spirit of Valentine's Day and you're going to spend a couple of $100 on a nice dinner tonight and good, you deserve it. Family deserves it. Your little girls are awesome. So God love you. But in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I asked this question, and I wanted your answer on this. If you had to choose only one of these three names, who you loved more, Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, or Alex Ovechkin, amongst the three greatest athletes currently in the DMV, which one would you choose? No wrong answer.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's tough, Roost.
Of course.
I know Terry and Jay. I mean, hell, I've met Ovi a few times now. That is really hard because obviously Ovi brought a cup to D.C. We were just on that parade. He's the greatest athlete. Jaden's the first dude that I think is going to give him a run for his money. He's the athlete going down as a great. Damn, dude. And Terry is such a class person. Like, I know Terry's parents. Terry's getting married tomorrow. Congratulations.
Oh, is he? Okay, I didn't realize he was getting married this early. Okay.
Yeah, the weather is beautiful in Cabo for him, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Roost, I don't know. It's a great question, dude.
I went with Ovechkin begrudgingly because he's won a championship.
And the body of work is so long.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no wrong answer, and the reason why I paired the three is because I knew it would be impossible to really answer.
Yeah. Like, if you had given me, you know, Alfonso Soriano and John Wall and Jaden Daniels, I think it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing
40 season was dope though.
Yeah, we had a suggestion for Howie Kendrick, because remember Howie Kendrick hit two monster home runs that the Nationals don't win a world championship without.
Totally, but no.
Yeah. I mean, it was just really, the idea was the three current ones, not all time or anything like that, just current athletes in the DMV. All right, I understand why that's a tough question. Let me give you another one that I asked while your show was going on, because believe it or not, this show sometimes starts at 1 o'clock. Yes. So here was the other question. I said, what's the weird oddity in sports that you love, that you stick around for, that you're interested in, that maybe not everybody else is interested in? You know, a little quirk, a little oddity, a specific type of play, a specific type of moment. And what I meant by that is, you know, like some people that are big baseball fans.
I got it. I know exactly.
Okay.
I
go ahead.
Exactly what it is.
Answer it.
And I tend to be a man on an island here.
Mm-hmm.
I like, if not love, but definitely like the rule that if you fumble going into the end zone, the other team gets the ball on the 20. Like, it's supposed to be hard to score a touchdown. It's not just a generic first down. It's a touchdown, and there should be consequences if you fumble there, and I like that rule.
Wait, so you and I are on the same page on that, because not everybody on this floor is. A lot of people think that you should just not – like, you shouldn't punish the offense and reward the defense right. if there isn't a recovery. And my point is, the defense made the play to force the fumble in almost every scenario, right? So just because they didn't recover it...
If somebody, if somebody just fumbles, then that's on them too.
Yeah.
I think scoring touchdowns is hard, and that should be a penal situation.
So you look forward to those situations. You are a fan of those.
I look forward to them, but I don't look forward to it, but I think I like the rule, and everybody goes nuts on Twitter screaming about it when it happens.
I like it.
I like the rule.
A little bit of a different twist. I mentioned hockey offsides because of the nature of, you know, when a team that gives up a goal and then challenges for, you know, like a portion of the skate inside the blue line, you're saying, hey, man, we believe so firmly in the video evidence that we have that we are willing to give up the goal and get a penalty on top of that, or we get ultimately rewarded by the goal being taken off. I love the drama of it. I hate the closeness of it, but I love the drama of it. And here's the other one that I said, and I think you'll appreciate this. The thing that I love more and more every year, every time, whatever, is the individual moments of celebration and achievement when you finally won a championship that we get to see on TV, right? Like if you think at the end of the World Series every year, Fox does the best of this. They have individual ISO shots on every player on the field. And as the final out is made or processed, you see them light up and throw their gloves in the air and just the ultimate moment of achievement. To me, like that little thing makes all of the hours, all of the games, all of the kvetching so worth it when you get the when you get to see that moment, even if it's not your favorite team.
Yeah, I love like in baseball the dog pile on the pitcher on the pitcher's mound when they win a World Series.
Sure.
I thought we saw that, and it's not my team, certainly, but that the video of Jalen Hurts sitting down with a cigar holding the Lombardi the other night.
Yes.
That's a great encapsulation of that.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I loved, and you never, we saw it once this year, I love the bizarre, when you saw the fair catch and they tried the field goal thing. You know what I'm talking about? In football, I think it was a Monday night game.
I think I remember this.
If you're able to, I think it's if you're able to fair catch a kickoff, you can try to kick a field goal immediately from there, and it's a free kick.
I remember something along those lines, yes. And actually, the free drop kick.
Since like 1970.
Yeah, the free drop kick came up earlier in the show. And that's, I think that's what I was referencing.
When a quarterback randomly punts, like on fourth down, they line up like they're going to run a play, and the quarterback punts, I enjoy that. Certainly a fat guy touchdown, I think everybody loves that.
Wait a second. Are you picking on fat guys?
I'm celebrating fat guys.
All right, here's
When a D lineman scores a touchdown is awesome.
I hear you. Or Trent Scott in Cincinnati, Week 3, Monday Night Football, right?
Hey, don't forget the fridge in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Trent Scott scores that touchdown Monday night. The next day at the airport in Cincinnati, everything was delayed. There were terrible thunderstorms, and there's a dude in like waiting for the plane where I am, decked out in Trent Scott gear. And I'm like, all right, this has got to be somebody. It looked like it was his dad.
Right.
And I went over and introduced myself and started talking to him, and it was his pop. And, like, obviously, you know, just the elation of his father was so cool. Like, for him to have that moment, it was just so neat. And Trent's a really good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that would be on a personal level, like getting to know these guys and their families and stuff when things go well for them.
I agree.
you know, you share that, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, at that Saturday night pep rally that Tailgate Ted put together in Philly that you were in and Cameron were broadcasting from, I got to meet Terry McLaurin's dad. Hadn't met him in the 5 years or whatever that he's been here. I had a great conversation with him. And, you know, obviously, you know, and you referenced already what kind of special person Terry is. Listen, we are out of time, but I appreciate you calling in. Good luck tonight, dinner and all of that stuff. And whatever else happens is whatever else happens. I was wishing and hoping that I could convince you to come over and we could share a bag of potato chips and watch wrestling together. But I understand that's not going to exactly work out that way.
Rooster, you always got to be horny. Good luck tonight with dinner and all that stuff. You could have just said dinner, dude. You could have just kept it G-rated.
I just wanted to make it as uncomfortable as I could.
You. I mean, considering you started laughing, joking, then you talked about Philly, then you wanted me back laughing, joking. The whole hit was as uncomfortable as possible.
I mean, that's what we do around here. We major in awkward radio. Love you, man. Appreciate you. Happy Valentine's Day.
See you, buddy.
All right. That is J.P. Finley. Woo! My goodness, what an odyssey. Yeah, so just real quickly before we take a final timeout, according to JPA Football, which is like one of the main aggregators, police are searching for a man in a gray Eagles jersey after two people were shot at the championship parade. And there's other reports that I'm seeing from Citizen and something called the Citizen app, which is basically saying the same thing. Unfortunately, that's all we have for right here, right now. We'll come back, put a bow on this thing, wrap it up on this Valentine's Day Friday. We didn't get to the NBA All-Star stuff or the Nats, really, but here's what you need to know. The Nats already have a major injury. Travis Sakura, one of their top pitching prospects, out until at least May. And no Kyle Finnegan just yet. Although, Mike Rizzo didn't close the door on Kyle Finnegan returning. All right, come back. Dumb of the day next. And then Craig Hoffman on the way after that, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so again, reports emerging from Philadelphia that two people were shot at the championship parade for the Philadelphia Eagles as they celebrated their Super Bowl 59 victory, I should say, from Sunday night in New Orleans. No further word on any potential injuries other than, again, what is being reported that two people were shot and police are on the lookout for someone in a gray Eagles jersey. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins appear to be letting go veteran running back Raheem Mostert. We talked about that earlier in the show. 32-year-old dropped all the way down to 2 touchdowns last year from 18 the year before that. Certainly could be a potential mix. In the potential mix, if Jeremy McNichols goes elsewhere, he is a free agent for the Washington Commanders. The NBA All-Star Weekend is here. The Young Stars Challenge, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly and others from the Wizards will be involved in this weekend's festivities, the All-Star Game, under a new format Sunday night, all from Chase Center in San Francisco. And that's what's trending. All right, the Ramones there for you as we wrap up shop here before we turn it over to Craig Hoffman. I'm going to give you a split duel, dum-dum of the day, right here, right now. All right, number one, sorry, Mr. Voice Guy, I jumped all over you. Number one, before we found out about shots ringing out at the Eagles championship parade and that very scary, sad story, someone, and I don't know who, threw a beer bottle at the forehead and plunked Howie Roseman, the general manager, the architect of the Eagles, with, again, a beer bottle, so much so that he's got a huge mark and cut on his forehead in pictures being circulating all over from the parade of somebody throwing a beer bottle at the architect of the Eagles championship team again, Howie Roseman.
What can you tell you than this?
I don't know. I don't know. The second part of this is not necessarily anything to do with the Eagles, but in an indirect way. The Eagles beat who? The Kansas City Chiefs, right? Travis Kelce plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. Who's Travis Kelce been dating for the last year plus?
Beyonce, maybe? I don't know. Somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I saw this in the New York Post on page six, right? And look, I don't have this kind of stardom, so maybe I just don't understand. Did you realize that Taylor Swift has to have her personal bodyguard go into a public women's bathroom with her to protect her from all the Swifties? And all of the maniac fans that literally will not let her breathe and or go to the bathroom by herself. Granted, in a public bathroom, but sometimes, man, you gotta go. And sometimes, even when your name is Taylor Swift, you can't sit on the royal throne. You gotta go, you gotta go. And she has to have her male bodyguard in the bathroom with her to protect her.
But she isn't a woman one that can do like just this job for her?
I don't know, but that's what the story says about a longtime male bodyguard actually in the, not, I don't believe he's in the stall with her, but like right outside of the stall in a women's bathroom.
It's a crappy job, so to speak.
It's a crappy job. And could you imagine what that must be like? This show is weird.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.